Home, town, hero. Chapter 2.
Neurofibromatosis, a genetic disorder that causes tumors, rather aggressive growing lumps of flesh, wart-like, that push out from the body. Toad, as the locals call him, with his elbows tucked in, shoulders tense, the bottoms of his shoes rounded with his walk, even as lumps on the bottom of his feet. This makes walking painful as he hobbles his way to Brown's Diner for a cup of coffee, and hopefully a quick chat with a fella or two about this or that. He is greeted at the door by an old farmer on his way out. Toad thanks him as he enters and makes his way to the opposite end of the smoky, grease-laden diner for an empty stool near the John. Brown's is cavernous, with dark panel walls and low-lying ceiling tiles, yellow with smoking grease that droop and sag with humidity in the Indian summer heat.
What can I get you, hon? The usual?
Asked the waitress named Marge. Cup of coffee, regular, no cream, regular, no sugar, regular, no sugar. Side of bacon, bowl of cottage cheese with pineapple. Marge has jet black hair, held up in a frizz by hairspray that competes heavily with the constant barrage of humidity. The row of men, and old men, chatting on about this and that in a mumbled chorus of local dialect. As Toad twiddles his thumbs, Marge returns with his coffee, telling him politely,
"That bacon and cottage will be out in a snap, hon. Anything else I can get you?"
Toad clicks his cheek and gives a slight nod, and Marge makes her way down the row of coffee cups, refilling one after another, spreading her hospitality around like as cheap as chips. Toad thinks to strike up a word with a man in a red and black flannel shirt, but he can't think of a word to say, so he blows on his coffee, scoots around on his stool, and he waits patiently for his side of bacon and bowl of cottage cheese with pineapple to arrive. Occasionally someone comes or goes, and the marching band can be heard bellowing in through the front entrance, along with a rush of fresh evening air and a tinge of autumn on the cusp.
"More coffee, hon?"
asks Marge. She's painted her nails in a shade of berry instead of the usual bronze. He thinks to mention something on it.
"Be right back. Gotta beat the piss out of this little guy."
"Is that right?" asks the farmer to his right.
"Whooping their asses, sure are,"
he says. "Them yuppies ought think twice before they come back around Circleville. Hey, by the way, I've been meaning to ask.
You're a farmer. Is it true that it takes 1 acre of soybeans to produce 100,000 crayons?"
Toad twiddles his thumbs as his coffee steams. Hot coffee burns the lumps on his lips, but the tumors in his stomach can't handle the milk. So he sits and lets it cool on its own as he watches hash browns fry on the flat top and wonders. Berry. He thinks to inquire as Marge passes by, but says nothing as she asks,
"Can I take your sugar, hon, seeing you ain't using it?"
Toad clicks his cheek and nods. He repositions himself on his stool and looks down the way at a man he once talked to.
"A while back.
It must have just been something or another," he decides. And as he gently dries the sweat from his lump-covered face with a napkin, first dabbing his brow, then his cheeks, and finally his lips as he notices the hash browns starting to smoke and char around the edges.
He sighs
as the line cook flips them just in time. "Oh good, says Toad. feeling quite relieved.